This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, Michael Tilley. Michael, just today, new jobless numbers for the state.
Right. Well, the bad news is that the numbers didn't get any better. The good news is they didn't get any worse. So Arkansas's jobless rate remained stable at 7.3% in June. The rate was 7.3% in May also, and it was 7.3% last June. So, and literally, Kyle, these numbers have just come out this morning, and I have yet to be able to drill down in them, so I don't know where we are in terms of labor participation rate, the number of employed, that type of thing. It looks like the early estimate here from the state of Arkansas, and they do a seasonal adjustment, which we typically don't use. We use the federal numbers, but they're showing a seasonal adjustment that employment is down about 1,700 from May. So that's where we are. Of course, everyone knows that the participation rate and the number of employed affect that the percentage rate. So just because a rate stays the same or moves up or down doesn't mean more or less people are employed. But again, I think the number, just like I said, just looking at it, the number reflects that this continues to be a tough economy in terms of the labor force, in terms of employment. You know, we see gains in the housing market, and we're seeing some gains elsewhere. Banks are starting to recover. Tourism numbers are doing well, especially in Northwest Arkansas. Sales tax collections are doing well around the state. But in terms of the labor force, it just continues to struggle to get any traction.
Well, some traction in Fort Smith. Sykes, which is based in Florida, is coming to the River Valley and bringing maybe 200 jobs with it.
They weren't that happy about announcing these jobs. They're wanting to do it on their own time. But City Director Mike Lorenz made an announcement at a public meeting of the Fort Smith Board that Sykes would be bringing, you know, another 200 jobs. So obviously us folks in the media, we got to working on this and pulling it in. And Sykes eventually, you know, confirmed that they are bringing in some jobs. They wouldn't say how many, but we've talked to several sources that say anywhere from 150 to 200 jobs. And they're a call center operation. And it's not just a little outfit. They're based in Tampa. They have a little over 46,000 employees. They have 75 locations in more than 23 countries, I think is the number. So, but they're at that former Phoenix Village property where the Regional Service Center for Health Management is going to go, and there will be another 500 jobs with that. So that little Phoenix, the old Phoenix Village Mall area has been quite an economic engine for Fort Smith. And then Alma Healthcare and Rehabilitation, a facility, announced an expansion, about a $2.5 million expansion that could add up to 20 jobs, and most of those are going to be certified nurse assistant jobs, and those jobs range from $10 to $12, $13 an hour. Not the 15 to 20, 25 jobs an hour you want, but for Alma, I think it's a good boost to their city economy.
Well, there will be some new businesses in Benton County as well soon, because the first liquor permits for liquor stores, package stores, have been granted.
Well, and this is like a mad dash. I was trying to find a cartoonist to, you know, we've seen those pictures of when they opened up Oklahoma Territory, the Sooners, you know, just heading out, you know, madly
right
across the plains there. Well, I just thought maybe we could do a cartoon, you know, of people with whiskey bottles rushing into Benton County. But, it'll change. Obviously, it's going to change the dynamic. A lot of activity, a lot of upfront economic activity associated with this. New jobs, new construction. I think that's the thing sometimes we don't talk about in the media. Because if you've permitted 39 new stores, not all of those are going to be in existing facilities. So there'll be some construction, renovation, that type of thing. When the University of Arkansas had their study saying that this would benefit the Benton County economy, I think we're beginning to see signs of that.
Finally, you had a piece on thecitywire.com this week about names of governors. Our current governor, of course, is Mike Beebe. He was preceded by Mike Huckabee. And now there is a person running for governor, of course, Mike Ross. Of course, the race is more than a year away. But you could have three Mikes in a row as governor. What are the odds?
Yep. Three consecutive governors. Well, what are the odds? That's a good question. And we talked to Linus Yu. He's a mathematics professor, assistant department head at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. And he talked to us. Now, he talked to us just, you have to let your listeners know this isn't an exhaustive, extensive study of the odds, but we did kind of a back-of-the-envelope calculation based on census data of births and the percentage of people born in certain years who were named Michael. And we came up, the odds range from 1 out of about 15,600 to 1 in 196 million, depending on which set of parameters you use. But a Ross victory in 2014, we have to remember he's considered a front runner. That would mean that Arkansas governors number 44, 45, and 46 were Mike Huckabee, Mike Beebe, and Mike Ross. And that's pretty interesting. And the last time we had governors named the same, the chance for three was almost more than 100 years ago. The 26th and 27th governors were Tom Chipman and Tom Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that. And then in Arkansas's 14th, 16th, and 18th governors were James Berry, James Eagle, and James Clark. So if they could have got together a little better, they could have had three James in a row. But James has been an interesting name for governors. We had James Sevier was the first state governor. James Miller was the first territorial governor. And Miller was appointed by President James Monroe.
We've also had, I believe, a Ozra and a Xenophon.
Xenophon, yes.
Xenophon Overton Pindle, Xenophon, Xenophon.
Yeah. I think that wasn't that a Star Trek character?
I have no idea. Did you ask what are the odds that we'll ever have another Xenophon as governor?
No, I didn't. I think that would stretch the what mathematics is able to do.
He is a U of A grad, I should point out.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah,
Michael, keep it local.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers politics, business, culture, governor's names, and more. Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. Thanks,
pal. All right, bye-bye.